When Joshua Henderson opened his cart, Skillet Street Food, 4 years ago in Seattle, he and his crew had a code word. Purple monkey. That's what they said whenever they spotted the health inspector.
If we heard purple monkey, we knew to start stashing stuff. And he's a great guy now, and he's an incredible advocate for street food. But at the time, someone like him would have to say, you can't be here. Where's your permit? Well, there is no permit because that's not allowed. And he said, I'll have to call the police and have you arrested. So I thought that my wife would be fairly pissed if, you know, I called her from King County Jail. So we packed it up for the day.
That was Seattle. Now listen to Addie Bittner. She set up a sandwich cart 2 years ago, but hers was in Portland.
When I was first setting up, it was actually not that ridiculous. They have a set structure where you go, you fill out the form, and then you get inspected. So, yeah, I was happy with the whole process.
These two carts really aren't all that different. They're just in different cities. Portland's approach to food carts is much less restrictive than Seattle's. And it shows. Portland has more than 650 licensed carts, while the bigger city of Seattle has less than half that. Gary Johnson, with Seattle's Department of Planning and Development, explains the history behind the disparity.
In the early 80s, the city imposed new regulations to really crack down on vending in general out of a perception that it was out of control and associated with blight, and street food vending got caught up in this crackdown. So currently, from a sidewalk cart, the only thing that can legally be vended in the city of Seattle is hot dogs, popcorn, and coffee.
Now, to clarify, Seattle has classified sidewalk carts and trucks separately. Trucks parked on private property can have a more varied menu. But with downtown real estate at a premium, finding a reasonably priced private lot can be nearly impossible. Now, with street food exploding in the rest of the Northwest, the Seattle City Council has approved big changes. The new rules loosen restrictions and expand what can be served at carts. Vendor Josh Henderson thinks it's about time.
We're not talking about rocket science here. We're talking about freaking food.
Cart legislation is on the table in other Northwest cities. Olympia recently softened regulations to help grow its cart scene, giving vendors cheaper and longer-lasting permits. Last year, Tacoma made several city code changes aimed at encouraging street vendors. But Portland, with its hundreds of carts, is actually stepping up enforcement. The city is making vendors take down illegal structures like patios and tables that block the sidewalks. But Ross Carone at Portland's Bureau of Planning and Development wants to make it clear that the city is not turning anti-cart or issuing new regulations. It's just making sure carts conform to existing building codes.
We want to foster any business equally as much as we want to foster economic vitality, neighborhood livability, all of those good things.
In Seattle, planner Gary Johnson hopes that the looser food cart restrictions will affect the city's business climate as a whole.
I love a William White quote.
That's the urban studies writer.
There's nothing that draws people like food and nothing that draws people like other people. And so street food can be an important element in creating the kind of exciting urban neighborhoods where bright young people want to live and work.
I'm Dina Pritchup reporting.